Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waiting.
Live Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets War Room for this Monday, April 15th, 2024. Hallelujah. Now, tonight I'm being joined in the War Room by some of Spirit of Life's most faithful servant leaders in the persons of Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa Carter, Minister Tina Brown, and Apostle Zeta Flowers. But before we get our Bible study and prayer meeting started, I would like to ask the good bishop to please open us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight, God, for all of your goodness and your graciousness and your mercy toward us. Father, I thank you for you being awesome. I thank you for you being all-powerful. I thank you for you being all-knowing. I thank you for you being present everywhere.
Yes.
We can absolutely trust and rely on you. Father, I thank you for your word that you've given us so that we might not sin against you and so that we can fully participate in your master plan of reconciling the world back to you so that you can dwell with your people and your people can dwell with you in perfect harmony and peace. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent to dwell within each and every one of your children as a result of the obedience of your Son, Jesus Christ, to your will and to your word, even unto death on the cross for each and every one of us. So that he laid in a stone tomb for 3 days and three nights, and you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand and gave him all power in heaven and earth and under the earth so that you could send the Holy Spirit to dwell in each and every one of us. God, I thank you for you giving us the desire to raise up disciplined followers of your Son, Jesus Christ,
Lord,
so that they can raise up disciplined followers of him as well. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to walk in the fullness of the power that you place within us so that signs, miracles, and wonders follow us because we truly believe and we do follow the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we walk in absolute power and we draw many to you as we heal, as we deliver, as we restore, as we encourage others. God, I thank you for that heart of love that you place within us toward you first, and toward ourselves, and toward others, even unto our enemies, God. Allow us to embrace those who reject us so that they can see your Son, Jesus Christ, and be converted from a life of hate to a life of love. I thank you for this right now. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. All right, family, we are here in the War Room. We are on part three. The prayer watches, okay? Now, if you haven't been following along with us from the last couple of teachings, the Bible speaks of prayer watches, which are specific times of the day or night. They are basically eight watches, and it covers a 24-hour period, and they were given to us in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6. For God said that he posted watchmen on the wall. He said, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. Now, I need for you to understand that this is a divine assignment. You see, God has appointed each and every Christian to be a watchman on his walls and to pray for the fulfillment of his promises. Hallelujah. And if you've been, and if you were with us last week, you would have heard Bishop Carver so eloquently state that we need to remember, just as these prayers were prayed 24 hours a day then, they're still prayed 24 hours a day now. Somebody, somewhere in this world is praying these prayer watches every day, every day. And every prayer watch has a purpose. So, therefore, understanding each watch will help us to know the most strategic times to pray for God's will to be done in our lives and the lives of others. Hallelujah. Now, I've also told you that these prayer watches, they overlap. Hallelujah. They do. They will overlap, and you're going to be seeing more of that as we go along. Glory to God. Also, for if you want to, if you have noticed, I have been using the motto prayer to help some of us to remember the watches. So far we have been through, we have went through the early night watch or the first watch of the night, which is 6 p.m. through 9 p.m. And this is the time for divine beginnings, and this is the manifestation of the fatherhood of God. Hallelujah. This is a time when we simply pray to our Father, which art in heaven. We've also covered the second watch, the late night watch or second watch, and that's from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. And this is a time to hallow and exalt the name of the Lord. This is a time to pray for ministries. This is a time to pray for favor. Hallelujah. This is just a time to follow up with God and just really give him honor and glory as you seek his face for what you are to do. So that would be how would it be thy name. We then looked at the third watch. And the third watch of the night is from 12 p.m. to 3 a.m. Now, like I told you, this is not a prayer watch for the faint at heart, the faint in spirit, or the weak in faith, because this is a time of straight spiritual warfare. This is a time when we pray down, pray against, rebuke every evil thing that's coming against our families, our communities, our churches, our cities, and our countries. This is the time. So this is a time, because this is a special time for divine governments overruling human decrees. So this is the time when we need, when we're praying for our governments, this would be the time. So tonight, we're going to be looking at the fourth watch. This be early, this called the dawn or early morning watch, and it's from 3 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58 and 8 declares, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go forth before thee. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Hallelujah. So this is a very, very important watch. They're all important watches, but this is a very important watch for the simple fact the significance of this watch can be seen in Mark 1, verse 35, where we see Jesus himself rising a great while before day and finding a solitary place to pray. Mark 1, 35 declares, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and he prayed. This is a time for divine judgment. This is the last watch of the night. Now, this watch is also important because this is the last lap of the night race. This was when Israel was released from Egypt. This watch is the time that those satanic agents who went out to perform their activities are returning back to their bases. So this is the time that them and their cohorts are running so that they don't get caught. Hallelujah. So that means you will be helping. You will be praying them really right on back to where they came from. Job 3 and 9 says, let the stars of twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day. And then in Isaiah 8, 19 through 22, the word declares, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they shall pass through it, hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold the trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. This is the time when we send them packing. Hallelujah. Isaiah 62 declares, and it's only, so I'm going to read that, declares, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings and thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, with which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of God. Thou shalt do no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hezabah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night, yet that make mention of the Lord keep not silent, and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to the meat of thine enemies, and the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it all shall eat it and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up the standard for the people. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed until the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. You see, this is indeed a time to release judgment on the wicked, especially those who remain stiff-necked after many warnings and rebuke, which is in line with, where's my scripture, Proverbs 29:1, which says, he that being often reproved hardened his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You see, this is the time that every enemy chariot would have their wheels removed, and all of their plans, programs, and policies are going to fail. Hallelujah. With some powerful prayers from God's intercessors. Just as stated in Exodus 14:24-28, and it says that it came to pass that in the morning watch, see, that this is I'm showing you the importance of this watch. The Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. Beloved, when we start praying to God and we start praying his word to him, and that's what, these are my radical prayers. These scriptures are my radical prayers to God. When we start praying back the word to him, we are going to see changes. And because this is the time that God will release, we will pray to release the manifestation of the full intensity of the day spring shaking out the wicked. You see, the wicked has to be in before the sun comes out. They can't be out. They can't get caught in the day spring. Job 38:12. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and called the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Now, there's a lot of biblical scholars that believe the day spring falls between 12 midnight and it stretches all the way to 6 a.m. The full impact of its intensity, though, is felt in the final watch of this period from 3 to 6 when it begins to shake out everything, 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 everything. And this will explain why the agents of the kingdom of darkness and all of those linked with Satan, they get real busy between midnight and 3. Because they know at the very next watch, they have to cease all of their activities lest they get caught in the day spring. Hallelujah. When they get caught in the full power and glory of God. Isaiah 17:14 says, and behold, at evening tide trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. You know, everything that is of the enemy is always always shrouded in darkness. Hallelujah. It's shrouded in darkness. He can operate in the daylight, but he still tries. He has to manipulate. He has to lie. He has to deceive. He has to, you know, he has to trick. He has to go around the back door. Okay? And, you know, I've seen some things on some programs where, you know, they had witches that had converted to Christianity. They said straight up, you know, anytime that they would go, you know, when they had to do all their rituals, all of their out-of-body experiences, all of that, they had to return before 6 a.m. or they wouldn't be able to in their minds, whatever. And this is because they will have been shaken out by the day spring that I just spoke of in Job 38, you know. And it must be because no spirit is supposed to remain in this state by daybreak. And you know, we see that encounter. We see this demonstrated in Genesis 32:24-30. Remember how Jacob was wrestling with the angel, and the angel said, let me go. The angel had, look, that's it. And so it's not just evil spirits. There's no spirits are supposed to remain after daybreak. It's also a time for deliverance. You know, this is a time for us to pray for deliverance. And pray to pray for a rising up of God's people, a radiant shining of the church for the sake of the resurrection. This is a time for deliverance, and it's also a time that Jesus came walking on the water to release the disciples. That's according to Matthew 14:25, that is, where it says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. You see, this is a time for us to rise up, and we begin to pray for this new day and asking God to speak into our lives according to his will, not our desires, not our flesh, but according to his will. We have to start praying that his will be done. Psalms 19:2 says, day unto day utter a speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. So every day we need to be speaking life into our days. We need to be praying life and vitality, and we need to be praying for those things that are dead in our lives that we should be doing to be resurrected. We should be praying for those things that need to die, and for those things that need to be resurrected, to be resurrected, because this is a time for resurrection power. This is a time we have to pray that everything is God in the body of Christ. Let me clarify myself. In the body of Christ, we need to let that, you know, we need to let that die, and everything that needs to be risen in the body of Christ needs to be raised. You know, we need to have a heightened awareness, a raised awareness of our prayer lives. How are we in? Not only are we praying, but how are we entering into God's presence? What are we praying when we get there? Hallelujah. And when are we praying? Because this is the time, beloved, that we should begin to rise and to shine. Isaiah 61:5 says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. So this is a time that we need to be praying, not just for the all that is dead in the world, in the church, but all that is dead in the world. This is the time that once again we pray for lost souls. This is a time that we pray for those in the church to resurrect their dormant gifts. This is a time that we tell people to rise and shine, just as God rises and shines. Like he says in Psalm 18:28, he says, for thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. You see, the Lord will light the candle of the body of Christ. He would enlighten our darkness, and our morning star would no more be dark. This is the time the stone in front of the tomb of Jesus is rolled away. You see, we got to get to a place where every reproach must be rolled away. Why? Because as we prayed earlier, we're praying for the covenant. See, and not only does God have a covenant with us, God has a covenant for day, and he has a covenant also with the night. So what am I saying? This is a time for deliverance. It's a time of deliverance. It's a time to rise and shine. Hallelujah. And for more, if you want to go deeper and study on your own, I suggest you read the entire chapters, the book, go to the book of Exodus, read chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14. Hallelujah. See, says we have to start taking command of our mornings. We have to start taking command of our days. Matthew 24:43 says, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. See, this is a very disciplined prayer watch for those who have the power and training to wake up early in the morning and to set the atmosphere, to set the day. This is a time that we will pray down all the enemy's plans and strategies. This is a time when we pray that all he's going to try to do is going to fail. This is a watch for gaining territory. It's a time for establishing the spirit of prosperity. And when I say prosperity, I am not talking about your cars and your clothes and your this and your that. I'm talking about the spirit of prosperity of faith, the spirit of prosperity in love, the spirit of prosperity in joy, the spirit of prosperity of peace. I'm talking about those things that matter. And see, when we get up and pray at this time, we can set our day before it even begins. You know, this is a time that we can set some stuff in place before the devil, because, see, he's busy running right now. This is a time that we can start setting things in place before him and his demons have a chance to ruin it. Do you know that accidents, deaths, thefts, job loss, and any other acid of the devil can be stopped during this watch right here and the one before it, when God's stomp-down intercessors really listen to the voice of the Lord and obey his voice when they pray? And I mean when they pray with power and conviction. Oh, yes, we have the power. We have the power to pray in a way it will shake all the foundation out from under everything the enemy is trying to do. And why? Because it's a time for declaring words, God's word. If there was ever a time to be declaring God's word or praying those radical prayers, this would be it. You know, this is a time when we should be declaring God's word, and we should be asking for angelic intervention on our behalf, or on the behalf of others, or on the behalf of our country or our communities, whatever. But we need to do that. And then we need to consecrate all of the work for our day. And then we need to pray for God's protection of his people throughout the day. Word of God says, you will make your prayer to him, he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. Huh. That's what it says. Now, just think about it. Think about the power of our prayers. The word of God says we can hear something, we can hear about it, we can think of, we can decree a thing, and it will be established. It will be established. We have to really and truly start understanding the power that we have when we pray these prayer watches and when we pray the word of God. When we enter into God's presence with thanksgiving, with awe and reverence, hallelujah, when we exalt him, each watch is another part of that model prayer. So we need to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We need to come confessing our own sin so that we can stand right before him. We have to go with clean hands before God. Always.
Amen.
We can never go to God
Amen.
To pray for somebody else if we haven't prayed for ourselves, if we haven't
Amen.
Asked for our own, if we haven't repented our own sin.
That's right.
This is a very important time. These watches, all of these watches have significance. I've given you examples of why this time was so important. Jesus prayed at this time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus himself prayed. You know, we need to, the way I believe that the way you start your day can either make or break your day. If you get up, starting your day with praise, exhortation, you know, hallowing God, giving God the glory, and you pray, you know, chances are you're going to have a pretty good day, especially if you pray according to these prayer watches and you're praying for God's favor. You're praying for his protection. You're praying. See, these things, they you know, I'm going to say some of the same things in all of these watches because the bottom line is we are praying for God to protect us from ourselves and from the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always. You know, always. We are praying for, you know, we're praying for those our children. We're praying for our extended family. We're praying for our in-laws. We're praying for our neighbors. We're praying for our co-workers. We're praying all of this for all of them because we are intercessors.
Yes.
So I'm gonna stop because I have more scripture and everything. But I always want to give the servant leaders here a chance to come in with their thoughts, their scripture, and you know, disciple. We disciple together. You know, I want you to know that we love teaching and we love sharing and we love sharing case studies. We love testifying. We just love working together. So right now I'm going to ask Minister Tina, come on in the room, and I'm going to ask you to make your comments, and then you are welcome to pray. Amen.
Amen. That was lovely. Thank you so much.
Amen.
We so needed to hear that today. I would like to pray. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace today, thanking you for another day you've given us to come together to learn more about your word and to also pray together, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful that you give us this opportunity each and every week that we have to come together as a spiritual family, Heavenly Father. We are asking you right now to lift up your people, the world.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you see and hear going on or that we see and hear going on, that you just touch the world with the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father. He died for
mm-hmm.
us so that we could be forgiven. If I've done or said anything that was not pleasing to you, Heavenly Father, please forgive me of my sin. I'm so thankful that we have this opportunity to come together
mm-hmm.
every day, week, at least three times a week, to praise you, honor you, and glorify you, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
We ask you to protect your people as we are right now being tested to the max, I would say, with our faith,
yes, Lord,
our belief in you, Heavenly Father, and we're so thankful that we know you, that we love you, and that we trust
yes.
you each and every day. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to pray for those out there who want to know you, Heavenly Father. With all the things going on TV, with news and whatnot, people are really conflicted with what they should be thinking, believing, and what they should be doing, Heavenly Father.
That's
and
good.
We're so thankful that you're giving
mm-hmm.
us this opportunity to pray for your people who love
yes.
your Son, Jesus Christ, the people of Israel who are your people, Heavenly Father, who are under attack
yes,
all throughout the world. May you
yes.
touch their hearts. Remove the
yes.
hate and the misunderstanding, Heavenly Father. May you touch them in a way where they will know that you are the living God. You are who you say you are, Heavenly Father. You are the great I am. And we are so thankful that you give us the opportunity to be able to come together to pray for your people, Heavenly Father. And I ask
yes,
and pray through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died for us on Calvary. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. I so appreciate this message today.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Minister Tina. Apostle Zeta, hallelujah. I hear you amen it over there, so I know you got something
yes.
good for us. Come
yeah,
on.
That's because I'm in
I'm in much agreement. Amen. Praise God. I just appreciated hearing what I heard and how important it is that, you know, we continue to pray, how important the prayer watches are, because with the prayer watches, things are being covered. I mean, you know, there's no loopholes. There's no space for the enemy,
right.
You know. As long as we're continuing to pray and being in prayer continuously, you know, we're not leaving any loopholes. We're covering. And
that's
I thank God for this. And one of the things that really was on my heart today, and because I had listened to the news and hearing about all these missing children, and you know, so many of them, and then some, of course, you know, we hear the good news, and they have been found, and they've been safe, and but you know, on the other hand, there are many that are traumatized. There are some that are still not found. There are some that have been killed, you know, and so my heart really goes out to them, and that's where my prayer has been today. That's been on my heart today, throughout the day, praying for these missing children and praying that they will be found safely, those that are missing in human trafficking as well.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because that's where a lot of them are. And, you know, and it, unfortunately, I mean, it's just, it's more than it should be. I mean, it's just
yes, it is.
Out of hand.
One,
it's out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I thank God for the prayer watches, because we know that, you know, God has heard the prayers, that we know that some have been released, some have been freed, some have been found, others will be found. And so
yes, they will.
We can thank God for that. He is on the move. And so I want to pray for them. I really, the scriptures that you read tonight really meant something. And I hear the word deliverance.
A few times.
And there is, you know, we should not be wasting any time in praying for deliverance, and
that's right.
Commanding that, and also we can command things. We can command our mornings.
Yes.
We can command our evenings, and command our night times,
yes,
and you know, even command while we're sleeping that we're being watched over, that we're being covered. If we're not praying, then somebody else is. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
I thank God
Amen.
For that. Praise God. Father God, I come to you with a heavy heart because of all the things that we hear about, we know about, even some of the things that we see, that we feel helpless about. We know that you hear our prayers, and we know that not only do you hear them, but you answer our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for when we go into prayer for the protection of others, you hear us. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the freedom to pray, the freedom to lift
yes.
up those, Lord, that really need your help. And,
Thank you,
Holy Spirit, that when we go into prayer, even during our prayer watches, we don't always know what to pray about. But we thank you that you bring it, those things that we need to pray about, you bring it to us. You show us, we hear you. And we even, to the point, can even see individuals that we should be lifting up in prayer. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the coverage that we have in prayer. And I pray for these ones, Lord, that I mentioned that are lost, those that many are searching for, the laws, the families searching for these children that are missing. We pray, Lord, that many more will be found in the name of Jesus and brought to safety.
Praise God.
And also that they would be ministered to in a way, Lord, that they the trauma would be lessened in them and that they would be healed in Jesus' name, that they will have what they need, that they will have the therapy that's needed, and there will be changes even in their lives, that they can go forth and be all that you would have them to be. And so we thank you for this time. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the awareness of how important it is for the prayer watches. And any time that we go into prayer, we thank you that you are hearing, you are listening, and you are moving.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen
and amen. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Now, my brothers and sisters, we're going to go to our Bishop Lester Carver. And I know they usually say ladies first, but I'm going to ask that our prophet and pastor, Vanessa, seal this whole program at the end. So I'm going to ask our bishop to go first, and then he will be followed by Pastor Vanessa. Thank you.
And praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you that when it comes down to prayer, we have to do two things. We have to pursue love so that we are looking out for others. We are praying for others. We are encouraging others. We are looking for opportunities to restore and heal and deliver and save others. So as we pursue love to that extent so that we are really showing our love for God, really showing our love for ourselves by developing our relationship with God, and then developing our relationship with others by showing our love toward them by praying for them. And the other thing is desiring spiritual things, is understanding that your spiritual wealth, a more than abundant life, starts with your pursuit of spiritual things. And when you desire those spiritual things, that means that you seek to pray to your Heavenly Father in your spiritual heavenly prayer language. That means that you want to believe to speak in tongues in your spirit, so that when somebody comes to your mind, you don't have to know exactly what's going on in that person's life in order to pray for them. When
Amen.
God puts someone on your mind, you speak in tongues for that person, and the Spirit makes intercession on your behalf because you don't know. But you don't need to know. All you need
Amen.
To do is speak to the heavenlies in your heavenly prayer language the mysteries that God speaks to you that need to come through you in order to have the impact in heaven. But they have to come through you. That's why God speaks to us and through us, so that when we allow ourselves to be used to pray for others in our heavenly prayer language, then change happens. Then you see things happen in other people's life that couldn't happen without your prayers. See, in the final days when it's all done, the prayers of the saints are stored in heaven. And you're going to see the result of your prayers someday in heaven, because your prayers don't go to waste. And see, the Apostle Paul, he said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all, right? So as we desire spiritual things, it's not a competition. It is you developing your personal
Amen.
Relationship between you and God. And when I'm speaking in tongues, nobody hears me. I'm in my car. I'm in my office by myself. I'm wherever I am. It's just me and God. But we're talking, and business is being handled. And so when you are handling business with God and desiring spiritual things like that, you're going to see signs, miracles, and wonders happen in the lives of others. you're going to see them happen in your life, and you're going to see God making you an open example, and as he openly rewards you for your obedience to him. So he says, seek first the kingdom of God, seek the righteousness of God, and then all the things that unbelievers seek after and kill themselves for, thinking money never sleeps and that's going to save them somehow. Everything they're chasing after, he's just going to give you because you said yes to him, yes to his kingdom, yes to his righteousness. So I want to pray that God's desires become our desires today. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, that you give us a heart to pursue love actively. God, I thank you for you giving us a heart to desire spiritual things and not the pats on the back from people, not the money that people think is going to change their life magically, not that status and position that they believe is going to create opportunities for them. God, we know that you have all things. And Father, we know that your plan for us is perfect. We know that your plan for us is excellent. We know that your plan for others is excellent if they bow down to your son, Jesus Christ, as their master and Lord. So today we pray that those who do not yet know you that way would come to accept your son, Jesus Christ, as their master and Lord so that they can stand boldly before your throne and receive grace and mercy to be able to help in the time of need. Father, I thank you for you transforming their lives as you send laborers into their life to teach them the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ, and your word, which shows how to live a more than abundant life spiritually, how to live a more than abundant life mentally, how to live a more than abundant life emotionally, how to live a more than abundant life physically, and how to enjoy a more than abundant life financially. God, I thank you for you just calling us to a new place and a higher dimension of relationship with you so that we go past seeking your hand, so that we go past having our needs met, so that we truly walk into that place of relationship with you so that we can seek to be in your presence at all times as we speak to you in our heavenly prayer language. I thank you for this right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Pastor Vanessa? Oh. Hallelujah.
I'm here.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, dear. You go. Leading time.
Okay. Thank you, Father God, today for this lesson. As you know, I'm studying these watches along with you, Apostle Cook. And the interesting thing about the fourth watch, many things actually, but the things that stand out to me today based on your teaching and the things that I've been studying as well is this is the time of access. This is the time when you understand the spiritual warfare. So the more that we study specifically these night watches, for me, is Lord's been dealing with me about spiritual warfare and understanding that and reviewing it again about spiritual warfare specifically targeted for this time frame or those two from 12 to 3 and from 3 to 6. So I just thank God for deliverance because deliverance takes place at this time. Also, angelic visitation. And so one of the things that I'm starting to do is go through my notes from years ago, literally, when I have certain dreams, when dreams have been prophetic, when there's been instruction and direction. And I go back and I look and see which watch it was on. And I just want everybody just to be encouraged tonight that it's just like Apostle Cook was saying, like when you begin to pray the word and the more that you begin gain understanding, God begins to be he's sensitizing you to his move and what he specifically wants done. And the thing that I like about this watch is that with all the different scriptures and stuff, and I am going to go back and study them, there's a lot of them, you know, in the old and the new, seeing how God has not changed from the old to the new. He's still the same, how he moves, when he moves, what he addresses. So when I think about what's going on in Israel right now, when I think about the different topics that the people of God today on Spirit Alive Network talked about, from trafficking to Israel, to what's going on globally with the discord and the things in our community, I say, okay, Lord, as you were teaching, I said, what specifically would you want me to gain to talk about or to pray about when it comes to this watch? And he said government corruption and how it affects not just, you know, people, the good and the bad. It affects all of us because we live in this world and because it's society does. So this is a time of change. This is a time when history starts. And I love history.
Yes.
As if anybody doesn't know anything about me, I love history. So when I study history from now on, when I study different things in history, I'm going to go back and look at my notes and begin to dig deeper into this time of day. This time of day. And see specifically when certain things were done. The first thing I thought of, too, Apostle Cook, was when the slaves would run away at different times of the night.
Yes.
And so I can think of different things, running to freedom, being free, deliverance, and what that means. And so that's why I just got my attention. When it comes to also the kingdom, because this is also a time to pray about the God's kingdom coming forth. Of course, that has to do with deliverance.
Yes.
I specifically, yesterday he was having me deal with kingdom relationships, marriages, covenants, and things like that. But specifically our relationships that the enemy has targeted to dismantle, to disrupt, to tear down, to, you know, have us, you know, just, he's coming for him. That's all I heard. And so, like a vengeance.
Amen.
So we come against the spirit of strife. This is the time to pray against strife.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to pray in that there be more forgiveness, that there be levels of, you know, renewing our mind to the word and how to unite and come against these grudges and stuff or whatever the case may be. Because covenant relationships, he's coming for him in the kingdom of God. That we have those in darkness that are praying against these vehemently at this time.
Yes.
We know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to end with prayer. I'm going to seal the lesson, and then I'm going to pray. Father God, thank you today, first of all, for you being God. And this to all things be the glory. Everything that was taught, everything that was imparted, the level of understanding, the prayers that went forth before this was taught, the prayers that will go forth after this is taught. And I thank you, Lord, today that you hear us in a place of sincerity and purity.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, today that even when it comes to the impartation, that it is cultivating purity of heart. It's helping us understand what our motives are versus what your motives are.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, today that we learn not just to take direction from you and take instruction from you, but that it is endearing to our heart and that we begin to embrace you. And just like Bishop Carver said, that this love that will be purified in this, in everything that we do for you, Lord, will be evident in our prayers, that we will see the manifestations of them, and no understand that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So I thank you, Lord, today, even for those, the turbulence that the enemy tries to bring against us, the disturbances, you know, he tries to throw a monkey wrench in the plan, but God is saying, I've already taken care of that, stand and trust me. So I thank you, Lord, today, that as we begin to trust you, Lord, that we begin to have more strength to pray, more energy, more clarity, you know, more steadfastness, more patience, more love. And I thank you, Lord, today that it's not just what we say, that you begin to open doors and show us how our prayers are answered and show us how we can apply the things that we prayed about. Next thing you know, we're the things we prayed for, we're seeing them. We're seeing how you bring answers to us. We thank you, Lord, today that we learn your way by paying attention to how you answer our prayers. Not that you just answer them, but what are you saying about yourself to us when our prayers are answered? What are you showing us? What character are you showing us? Are you showing us that you're sovereign, that you're powerful, that you're loving, that you're merciful, that you love us and want us to be developed?
Hallelujah.
So I thank you, Lord, today that we learned these things, and I thank you that this message is sealed for those who have an ear to hear, that it will be fruitful in the days to come. I also pray, Lord, today as we're learning these watches, that we are humble before you in true humility because there's so much that you teach us as a group. You teach us a lot as a group, but you also teach us a lot individually. So I just thank you, Lord, today that even as we go our separate ways, as we get off this line, that you begin to impress upon us, continue to impress upon us what your will is as it pertains to the watches. When we get up in the morning, or when we get up during this third watch, you get us our attention, or we can't sleep and we think it's something we ate, or we think we have to go to the restroom, and you get our attention. And you sit up, and we sit up and we listen to you. But we also know, Lord, that we're doing this with you. So it is your will be done. It is what you say to us, what you tell us to do, how you tell us to do this important. So I pray for every person on this line and every family that every person represents on this line, and the things that you have given them to pray about and their ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord, today for protection over each and every one of us in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you are more than enough for us in every area of our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. Father God, I just come right now in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, just thanking you. I thank you, Lord, for all that we have heard on tonight. Lord, I thank you for that. I know for myself that I have a desire, Lord God, to just know more of you and to be in your presence and to come to you correctly, Lord. I never want to displease you, Father God. So I'm praying, Lord God, that for all of those, Lord, especially in leadership, I'm praying that they would just humble themselves, oh God, and come before you and sit at your feet and truly learn of you and truly listen to what you are saying, not the people, but you. Lord, I want them to be delivered from pride. I want them to be delivered, Lord God, from their spirit of competitions. I want them to be delivered, Father God, hallelujah, from everything that causes them to mislead your people.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray for your people that they would study to show themselves approved so that they will not be tossed to and fro by every whim of doctrine. And Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to build up those servant leaders who love you, who only wish, Lord God, to share your word, to teach people who you are, to point people to you, because you are the only way. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. And we just want people to come to know you. Lord, I'm come praising you right now for those who are returning to their first love tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that they heard a word from the servant leaders or from me or from the song. Whatever, Lord, I praise you that they heard something, Lord, that caused them to turn back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn back to
you.
Their first love.
Yes.
And Lord God, I'm thanking you for all of those who are going to be saved, who are going to give their lives to you.
Yes.
They did give their lives to you, oh God.
Yes.
Because they know, hallelujah, they know that you are just a prayer away. So, Lord, I'm praying for all the lost to be delivered. And once they're delivered, Lord God, I want them to remain delivered. I pray that you will send true disciples to surround them and to nurture them and to help them to grow. And as the bishop always says, that will give them room, grace to grow in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying, Lord God, for all those exploiters, the traffickers, the pimps, the drug dealers,
Lord.
We're praying that they get delivered, Lord.
Yes.
I'm calling them out by name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're praying for all those whose heart is filled with hate on tonight.
Yes.
We are praying against that spirit, Lord God, and we pray again that your love, hallelujah, would come in like a flood and wash over your people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I want to thank you for what you've already been showing us, what you already have done, what you're doing right now, even as we pray, Lord. I just want
to thank you.
I just want to thank you, Lord, because you're so good to us. You're giving us your all. And so many of us are only giving you so little. We're giving you our cast off. So, Lord, I stand in prayer with my brother Bishop. I pray that all of your people would get a desire, Lord, to make your desires their desires.
Yes, Lord God.
I pray in the name of Jesus that they would study and pray to have a mind after your son, Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I pray, Lord God, that, and then, Lord, once we are strengthened, as you strengthen us, as you build us up, as we rise from the ashes of our sin, we want to go out and strengthen the brethren. We want to go out and tell everybody about Jesus.
Amen.
Because
he is
our all in all. Hallelujah. And to you, Lord,
I give all the honor and
the glory and the praise. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you because you're wonderful. Hallelujah. You're the counselor, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can raise us up out of anything. And I pray in your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have indeed, my brothers and sisters, been listening to the Spirit Alive. Taking it to the streets, war room. Oh, look, I was about ready to take off preaching. Hold on. This is it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have taken a closer look at the final watch of the night, that final prayer watch, which runs from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. This is the time when we're still in spiritual warfare. We're setting the day. We're asking for divine intervention so that the things that need to be resurrected. I want to pray for you, some of you that, you know, God has been telling you for a long time to do something, or he told you a long time ago, and it's been so long ago that you actually forgot. You trying to act like you forgot that he told you. But I mean, but these are the things that you pray about at this time. You know, these your what God has given you to do. This is the time that you ask him for the strength to stand up and do what you know he's called you to do. Amen. This is the time that we pray against these things that's going on in the government.
Yes.
The corruption, the greed.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
This is the time that we pray against these things. This is the time that we pray against exploitation, oppression, depression.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Recession. This is the time we pray against all of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So, thanks to God, I just want you to keep praying, keep loving God, keep loving God's people, and keep on praying. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and on behalf of myself, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Bishop Lester, and Pastor Vanessa Carver, we pray that you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And please be sure to join Bishop Lester tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for his Tuesday night teaching. Hallelujah. He is a man of God that truly loves the Lord, and he teaches precept upon precept, but he does a very good job of breaking it down so that in small bites so that you can digest it. Hallelujah. Then on Wednesday night, be sure to listen to our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers as she comes to us with our All Nations Bible Study, and she is in her series on God's riches at Christ's expense. So we praise God for that. So continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And now there's Christ in all that you do. And it is our fervent prayer from our household to yours that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at Taking It to the Streets and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful family. I love you. God bless you.
Good night, beautiful family. I love you too. Thank you so much.
Love you.
God bless you all. Love you.
God bless
you.
Amen.
Love you.
Good night.